Looking to break into the sports media industry, either talking or writing about football? Pigskin Nut Media is offering volunteer opportunities and mentorship for those that want to talk or write about football. Pigskinnut.com, our website, and Pigskin Nut Media gives the most complete coverage in all of football, with coverage of all 32 NFL teams, every major college football conference, fantasy football, player evaluation, scouting reports, detailed analysis like you're not going to get anywhere else, and Pigskin Nut Radio, which features this show, the Pro Football Scouting Show, as well as four soon-to-be-released radio programs. To inquire, send an email to pigskinnutjob@gmail.com with the subject line, "I love football." Again, pigskinnutjob@gmail.com with the subject line, "I love football."
Scouting out of the blue corner. He gives you your football meat and potatoes style, and is the undisputed king of detailed player analysis. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve the Scout.
Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Show. Welcome to Volume 1 of Will They Succeed in the NFL? Where over the next 100 days, I'm going to give you 100 players in 100 days and tell you, will these players succeed at the next level in the NFL? Everyone wants to talk about college football prospects, but all they want to do is talk about their strengths, their weaknesses, but not give a prediction as to how they are going to perform at the next level. Every single year since 2011, I have watched the entire scouting combine, and I have evaluated hundreds of players. So what I have noticed over the years, and this is why I started the show last year, is you go on ESPN.com, you go on NFL Network, and the analysis is spotty, it's off, and it's usually pretty bad. Those all kind of mean the same thing. But when I have gone back and I always look at the evaluations that I've made and the projections I've made, I am almost always spot on. I believe there are things that can be coached, and I believe that there are things that can't be coached at the next level. In addition to that, there are certain deal breakers with skill sets that if the player does not have this skill set, if you're a quarterback and you want to look at quarterbacks who don't have accuracy and don't have good anticipation, it is hard to see them be successful at the next level. So over the next 100 days, I'm going to give you 100 college football prospects that are all going to be in this year's NFL draft. I'm going to evaluate them, I'm going to scout them, and I'm going to give you a prediction as to will they or will they not succeed in the NFL. And I guarantee you, if you go back in time and listen to this, and even listen to the predictions I made for the players in the 2018 NFL draft, because you can go back and listen, Steve the Scout will be right. So Volume 1 is going to kick off with me evaluating and giving a prediction on Duke quarterback Daniel Jones. When you look at Daniel Jones, when you want to look at the prototypical NFL quarterback size, he's got it. Now, I'll tell you, over the past number of years, yes, size is always important, but you are seeing more often and more often that smaller quarterbacks, guys that are 5'11", 6', 6'1", can come into this league and they can be good. Russell Wilson, Drew Brees. Now you got Baker Mayfield. So I think, you know, unless a guy is like 5'6", we need to really stop saying that, you know, his height is going to make it so he can't be successful. What I will tell you is that a lot of these short quarterbacks, you know, people say, oh, they can't see over the offensive line or defensive line. That's not true. If you go and actually watch these guys and look at their eyes and look at the lanes that they're looking through, you're going to see these guys can actually see down the field a lot better than what people are saying. But looking at Duke quarterback Daniel Jones, yes, he's definitely got the prototypical NFL size, but the first thing I look for in a quarterback, and I'm going to evaluate him and then give you my prediction, is this, is what is his intelligence like? Daniel Jones has good intelligence. Pre-snap, I've been impressed with everything, you know, that I've seen pre-snap. He reads coverages well, and when the play starts, he is really good at working through his progressions. But, you know, we're going to look at just his smarts in terms of pre-snap, being able to read coverages, and then mid-play, his ability to look off defenders and manipulate the defense. There are some people that are saying that when looking at smarts, his mental processing is a bit slow mid-play because he holds on to the ball for too long. Going back and watching this guy, the reason why he's usually holding on to the ball for too long is because those receivers at Duke are not always gaining separation. And even if you look at his completion percentage, it's definitely marred by the fact that these guys have a lot of drop passes. Now, also looking at his intelligence, it's how he's been coached. The Duke coach is quarterback whisperer David Cutcliffe, who's been an instrumental mentor for both Peyton and Eli Manning, a big reason why they have the Manning Passing Academy, a big reason why they're always at Duke. So, you know, just listening to David Cutcliffe talk about him, because you always want to hear, you know, what do their coaches say and what do other people that you respect say about them. When you listen to David Cutcliffe, he says in terms of intelligence and mentality and everything above the head, he is absolutely off the charts. And then when you hear Peyton Manning talk, he's saying very similar sentiments about him. And again, you know, what you see pre-play, it's advanced for a college quarterback. And the processing in the middle of the play and the ability to look off defenders, go through his progressions, not all that is direct, you know, football intelligence, but it's a part of it. When I look at those things in terms of Daniel Jones, I'm very impressed, but it's also good to hear the things that his coaches say about his mentality. And the first thing that I look for in a quarterback is what goes on above the shoulders and what is their mind like. And that is the number one thing I look at when you evaluate Daniel Jones on that. Based on what I can see pre-snap and what the coaches are saying and everything I'm seeing mid-play, he is a smart quarterback. Like all quarterbacks, you got to go and look at his arm. You got to evaluate his entire arm. Not just his arm strength, but also how quick is his release? Does he throw with accuracy? Is he accurate? Does he throw with touch? All those things you got to look at. The positive things that I like about him is he throws with great touch. He is a pure touch passer and a really, really good one. You look at the quarterbacks in college right now, in the past few years, he's been one of the really good touch passers, back shoulder fade, all that stuff. He can make those throws really well. He gets the ball in there with decent low to arrival. Now, low to arrival, you're going to hear me talk about that a lot with quarterbacks, because when you look at arm strength, it's the only thing that matters, which means that, you know, let's say that you are a right-handed quarterback. From the time your left hand comes off the football to the time the ball gets into the hands of your receiver, how long does it take? So it's combining arm strength, but also having a quick release with that as well. That to me is a bit of a concern. You know, he gets the ball there quickly on these short throws, but you know, what I notice is that really on his, you know, deeper intermediate and deep throws, it's taken a long time for him to go through the throwing motion and deliver the ball to his receiver. To me, just based on my gut instinct, it's too much time in the NFL. That to me is going to be a concern. But the things that I do like, again, is that he throws with great touch. And to me, I've seen him be pretty accurate. He's shown me that he can be an accurate quarterback, but I have not seen him really be tested with, you know, an absorbent amount of tight window throws
like I saw from a Baker Mayfield or some of these other quarterbacks like Josh Rosen in the past few years. So looking at his arm, I think, you know, there's a lot to like when you look at him as a touch passer and an accurate thrower. But, you know, him getting the ball there quickly on the deep passes is going to be a concern, regardless of the fact that the NFL is a short to intermediate game. I do want a guy that gets the ball in there a little bit quicker. Looking at his pocket presence, there is a lot to like there, because when you watch him and his sense for pressure and how he moves around the pocket, it's really, really good. When he escapes the pocket, usually when he escapes the pocket, it's because he has to. There are, to me, still a number of times that it looks like he is abandoning the pocket a bit early. So for me, that is a bit of a concern. But when you watch him move around, especially inside the pocket, it's really good. What concerns me a lot about him is this: is when he does leave the pocket, he is reckless. He's already had a broken collarbone, and you know the difference between him and a guy like Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson is a calculated runner, and he also, when he takes off, you're not seeing him take a lot of big hits, where Daniel Jones certainly is taking a lot of big hits and is being reckless when I see him abandon the pocket on the college tape. Two things I like about him are his anticipation and his field vision, because he's got both of them. When you look at his anticipation, he's got it. He knows how to lead his receivers into space. You see that a lot with guys that are good touch passers. His field vision, what I like is he goes through his progressions quickly. And, you know, not only does he look off the defense with his eyes, and he will manipulate the defense with his eyes, which I love to see from a quarterback. But another thing I love to see is that he always keeps his eyes down the field, whether he's in the pocket or out the pocket. I am seeing him keep his eyes down the field. So that is, to me, an important facet of playing quarterback. And he is good on the run. He can still make throws and run outside the pocket as well. So those are some things that I definitely do like about Daniel Jones, and definitely some positives. So what grade do I give him? And to answer the main question I'm going to have for myself in every episode is, will they succeed in the NFL? My grading scale goes from 1 to 5. One is poor. Two is okay, average. 3 is good. 4 is great. 5 is elite. On a scale of 1 to 5, I give him a 3, which is a good and kind of low 3s there. Reason is that he has, again, great field vision, great touch. He's accurate. He can anticipate, and he is a smart quarterback. Where to me he falls short really, really is going to be his low two arrival, how quickly he gets the ball in there, and the fact that he does not have a lot of big throws down the field. To answer the question, will Daniel Jones succeed as an NFL quarterback? And my answer is, I do not think he will succeed to the level that whatever team drafts him will want to see him succeed at. The reason is because you need a quarterback to stay healthy. There's nothing terribly wrong with Ryan Tannehill's arm, but there is something wrong with him staying healthy. I think the way Daniel Jones plays the position, it's a bit reckless. He's already had a broken collarbone. I think it's gonna be a reoccurring issue, him getting injured, based on the way he plays, and he also does have an elongated throwing motion, which isn't terrible. A lot of quarterbacks have it, but I am concerned with how long it takes for him to deliver the ball to his receivers, most notably when he's going downfield. Hey guys, that is it for today. I do apologize that we did not have an episode out yesterday. So I, just to be transparent, I do record with the Anchor app. A lot of you guys listen to me through Anchor. They have had a lot of technical difficulties in the last couple days, and I'm still working on getting it resolved. Did figure out how to get the recording to go through. You may have noticed just a bit of choppiness at sometimes, but bear with me. I should be back with you guys tomorrow to give you volume 2 of Will They Succeed in the NFL, where I give you 100 prospects, one a day, and tell you and answer the question, will they succeed in the NFL? This is Steve the Scout with the Pro Football Scouting Show, signing off. We'll be right back.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.